All right, let's talk about Barry, season 3, episode 2. The through line, the main through line here is Barry has thrown Kuzino in his trunk and is driving him around trying to get him an acting job because Barry feels like that's the only way that he'll be able to feel like Kuzino won't turn him in is if he gets him in his debt by restarting what is a very dead acting career. And that's emphasized multiple times where people are like, no, he'll never work in this town again. Also, we see a reflection with his girlfriend where he is verbally abusive to her and she reacts in the way that she is writing her stories about by trying to please him. But he doesn't end up coming home except to tell her on the phone that he got an acting job when he was going around trying to get Kuzino an acting job. And then there's some farce of him chasing him around. There's also a side story where NoHo Hank gets warned by Barry to get out. Or is it by Barry?
No. Cristobal.
Yeah, Cristobal.
Yeah.
Warns him to get out because Cristobal and Hank have a thing. But Cristobal's family has come and are taking him away. And so that's the end of that romance, at least. It looks that way for now.
The most significant aspect is we have a dark-coded character in the assassin of Barry at the beginning with the opportunity to move to the light of acting, of all things. And I guess season 3 is the reverse of that. We have him like being drawn to the darkness of abusing the Fonz. I don't know
how I feel. No, well, let me tell you how I took it. I don't know if this will make any difference to you. Barry has been fighting against his nature. It's his nature to kill. And whether that's because that's who he is, or it's because of the trauma of his service, or if it's habit, that's up for debate. But he is a killer. And at this point, he's not sure if he can never not be a killer. His way of dealing with Kuzino is based on how he knows how to deal with things, which is, well, crap, when this happens, here's what you do. You kill them. But he feels like he's doing better because he's not killing Kuzino. He's going to do something good for Kuzino. And that's why he keeps saying, I love you, but also saying, I will have to kill you, because that's the world view that he has come from. And that cognitive dissonance between not just doing what he would normally do in his old life, but struggling to try to find a way to figure out how to do something good is causing him to break, and which is why he screams when he goes into the acting place and really makes poor decisions throughout, because he wants to be good, but he doesn't have a clue how.
I wonder if this would have benefited from a straight binge, like we've talked about before.
Maybe.
Because it could be that I do remember in past seasons, they've made Kuzino a buffoon, a goofball, somebody beneath contempt. And they certainly have reinforced the fact that he is not liked in Hollywood or whatever. But I have enough distance from that I'm not really feeling that. So as a result, it doesn't feel like, in a weird way, Barry's doing him a favor. But I think I could have been talked into that if I was watching everything straight through.
And also, I don't think it's supposed to be a realistic favor as much as in Barry's mind. In Barry's mind, hey, I can prove I'm a human being by not killing this guy. And if I do something he wants, then he'll be grateful to me. He wants, and you know, I don't think that's big a jump to know, like, yeah, he'd like to get his acting career back on target. He obviously can't teach because the acting studio is being shut down. So let me do that. At least that's where I went.
I think what I would love very much is to believe that Gene Kuzino actually didn't love, like, I think they did a good enough job of making me believe that he loved what's her name, that everything he's doing now is all BS in acting. I would love it if they hadn't done that, and instead, like, he was that shallow that he wants to get back into Hollywood's arms. In which case,
I believe both are true. I believe he loved her so much that he wants to punish Barry, but I believe also that he is so shallow that the idea of getting back into acting is very compelling. He just doesn't believe Barry will do it, so he's not worried about that being having a consequence until Barry gets him the thing. And now he will have his own. Cousineau will have his own cognitive dissonance to deal with.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I find myself drifting away from Cristobal and NoHo Hank. Like, there's not much to keep me tethered to their conflict or relationship or anything.
No, why is that? I kind of adored that.
I'm more interested in like, Barry, get your act together. That's what I want to hear.
Well, and that is the main plot line there. Stinging indictment of Hollywood, Barry, season 3, episode 2.
Yes.
And that is it for Spoiler and Time. Thanks everybody for joining us. Next week, it's the end of an era in Spoiler in Time, at least this very short era where we're doing Picard, Moon Knight, Better Call Saul, and Barry, because we will get the season finale of Picard. We will get the season finale of Moon Knight. We will talk about Better Call Saul, episode 4 of season 6, and Barry, season 3, episode 3. If you want a little peek into the future, coming up 2 weeks from now, Hacks is coming back on HBO Max, and we'll be talking about that in a couple weeks. Until then, spoil yourselves. You deserve it. We'll talk to you next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.